Never been held at gunpoint.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
I haven't either. Is that strange? I feel like everyone has been held at gunpoint at some point in their life.
Airing every day from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
I'd be so rattled if I was held at gunpoint. What do you do?
You know what the answer is? You do whatever they tell you to do. That's the answer.
Well, what if you want? What if they're like, "Give me your wallet"? What if you don't have any money and you try to tell them? You're like,
"Wallet!
All I got in there is cards, man. I got no cash. All I got is cards."
I would say,
they're like, "Give me the wallet."
I would
say
that
I don't want to have my ID, but then you got to go loot, get a new ID. You got to cancel all your credit cards, debit cards, get new cards. It's just a huge pain.
Well, I mean, what's a bigger pain? Getting new debit cards and credit cards and an ID, or getting shot?
Getting new credit cards and debit cards and ID, because you get shot, you're just like, then you die.
On 1340 WKGN.
Let's try it.
You start a GoFundMe. If you get it up to about $1,000, I'll probably let you shoot me in the foot. I got to make the rent.
Before we get to hour two headlines, I want to tell you about this tournament that my friends at Escape Game Knoxville are doing right now. They're hosting their very first ever Escape Game tournament. It's in the Villains Lair Escape Room. If you can put a team together that can get out of the room fastest with the fewest amount of hints, they're giving you cash prizes. First place prize, $1,000. Second place, $500. Third place, $300. Cody, you just played the rejoin about taking a bullet for some rent money. I got a better way for you to get some rent money. Put a team together. Escape the Villain's Lair Room faster than anybody in the city.
How's that going to help me get rent money?
You win $1,000 if you're the fastest. Do you listen to anything I say? $1,000 if you're first place. $1,000.
They'll give you $1,000?
$1,000 if you are the fastest team.
The escape game folks?
Yeah.
They give you $1,000?
Well, I mean, this is just a promotion they're running through the end of March. You have until the end of March to go get a team together, go into the Villain's Lair, escape faster with the least amount of hints, and win. Second place gets $500.
I think I'd rather just get shot. I don't think I could put a team together that's going to be the fastest in Knoxville at getting that done.
Well, if you think that you can be that person, go to E as in escape, G as in game, K as in tournament, egktournament.com to book our two headlines. Cody McClure, Collision Course, right now.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
Wofford's Fletcher McGee, that white kid we talked about yesterday.
Dude, watching him play was fun. If you gave him just a little bit of space behind a screen, he was throwing it up. And if he was throwing it up, at least when the game got close, if he was throwing it up, it was going in. He buried Seton Hall. It was a tie game. I believe Seton Hall even had a lead at one point. And then McGee started throwing up threes, and the rest of the guys started throwing up threes. Hoover, his backcourt mate. And they ended up blowing them out and winning by 16. It was like a tie game with like 7 minutes left. And they buried them. Pretty cool to see. Watch out, Kentucky. Oh, ho, you better watch out, Kentucky. Fletcher McGee is coming, and he's bringing hell and three-pointers with him.
Wofford's Fletcher McGee made his 505th career three-pointer, setting an NCAA Division I record in the process.
Then he made 506, 507, 508, right?
Yeah, but he set the record.
He only needed four to break the record, and I believe he ended up with seven threes.
That was the headline there.
He buried them. The Pirates got shipwrecked.
That was Wofford's 21st straight win, too.
Wofford's good. Watch out, Kentucky. Watch out, Kentucky. They're coming for you.
Pat tweets in, music during headlines is much better than no music during headlines.
Yes, we got one. All right. Now we just have to have like 10 more people tell us. No, we got to wait till like 10 more
Hit
people.
Hit the music, Ben.
We can't do it for one person.
I like it, too. And I think you like it.
I love it.
Let's play it. Who cares what everybody thinks? There it is. Headline music is back. Dun, dun. Yeah, so Wofford getting ready for a big one against Kentucky on Saturday. Wofford ain't beating Kentucky.
They might.
They ain't beating Kentucky.
They might.
Have you seen that PJ Washington's back?
No.
Neither have I.
Okay.
Kevin Durant. Well, this is kind of a sad story, actually. His adopted brother was killed.
Ah. That doesn't match up with the cheery headline music.
No, it doesn't. Kevin Durant's adopted brother and close friend Clifford Dixon was killed outside of a nightclub near Atlanta, according to police. God, I was just in Atlanta, and I was at nightclubs. Glad I left. Durant played Thursday night against the Pacers. Apparently, this guy was like a brother to him, and he got shot.
I mean, you say it was his adopted brother, right?
Yeah, the suspect fled the scene on foot.
So, yes, he was like a brother to him.
Yeah.
Was his brother.
Well, like a brother, yeah. It doesn't say why he was shot. Apparently, he was there to celebrate his birthday when the homicide occurred at 1:17 a.m. Well.
When did this happen?
Yesterday, I guess.
Oh, well, okay.
The U.S. men's national team defeated Ecuador.
The soccer team?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there's other men's national teams. I didn't know. I assumed it was.
But against Ecuador?
I mean, I assumed it was soccer. I was just making sure. What, are you mad I asked if it was soccer? That's not me nitpicking.
No,
I was
just
asking.
I'm just thinking because it's against Ecuador. Does Ecuador have a hockey team?
No.
They might. I would assume they don't.
You think they only play soccer in Ecuador? Is that what you're saying?
They play other things. They just don't really seem like a hockey country to me.
We have other teams besides hockey and soccer. We have curling. We have an equestrian team, a polo team.
What, the men's national teams?
Yeah.
It was soccer.
Okay.
Why would it be a headline if it wasn't soccer?
Sorry, I forgot you were a big soccer fan. My bad.
I kind of am now. But the U.S. won its first friendly under Greg Berhalter with a full player pool. How about that?
How about it?
Yeah. All eyes were on Weston McKinney. Let's move on. The NFL's competition committee has spoken. There are a lot of rule changes being proposed for 2019. Would you like to hear some of them?
Please.
How about a one-year experiment that would involve more replay?
Where are we replaying? Penalties and stuff?
Under the proposal from the competition committee, replay would be expanded, as if we need more of it, for a period of 1 year. During that year, the list of reviewable plays would be expanded to include fouls for pass interference.
Wow. Okay.
The rule proposal would also expand automatic replay reviews to include scoring plays and turnovers negated by a foul and any point after attempt following a touchdown.
Okay. Are they going to do this, or is this just a proposal?
This is the official things that they are proposing.
Okay.
So we don't know yet if they'll actually be able to do them, but we do know they are officially proposing these things.
Okay.
There are 16. The NFL announced today the owners will be voting on 16 proposed rule changes. So that is one of the big ones. Another one is no more blindside blocks. If the rule passes, blindside blocks will become illegal. Under the new rule, if a player pulls off a blindside block, his team would be penalized 15 yards.
The blindside block does always make me feel icky.
Love the blindside block.
I love seeing it. But then I'm like, a guy's brains are probably a little scrambled right now. The damn concussions and CTE have ruined blindside blocks for me.
Football.
I understand. I'm just telling you that I feel a little whenever I see somebody get their clock cleaned whenever they're not looking.
Well, watch the NBA then.
Head on a swivel. I do love the NBA.
I like gladiators.
That's fun.
The coin flip likely out as a NFL draft tiebreaker.
What are they going to do? Paper, rock, scissors?
I don't know.
Okay.
But that would be a good alternative, I feel like.
A little Rochambeau.
The Chiefs want to revamp overtime. No surprise there. They're going to propose that.
They want to make it to where everyone gets the ball, right?
Yeah. The Broncos want to dump the onside kick. Denver proposed a rule that's eerily similar to the onside kick rule that's used in the AAF league.
Basically, where you just get the ball and have to make a 4th and 10.
Yeah. That's interesting. I don't know why Denver is so...
Denver just can never get onside kicks, I guess. I don't know.
Replacing it. The Redskins want to make everything reviewable. The Eagles want to see a few more things subjected to replay. Apparently everybody wants more replay.
Okay. We'll see if they get it.
Tennessee baseball set for a big series this weekend. It begins tonight against the Cox of South Carolina. First pitch set for 6:30 p.m. Eastern time at Lindsey Nelson Stadium. This is the first home SEC series.
Well, they need a good performance this weekend after getting swept by Auburn.
They lost to Auburn last
week. Got swept.
Weekend. Yeah.
Got swept. Didn't score any damn runs.
Yeah, well, beating
Ben Lee told me this year was going to be different. Ben Lee told me this baseball team was great. They need to score some runs, or else it's just like every other year.
Yeah, I didn't see Ben Lee commenting after that Auburn series about how, I told you this team was going to be really good.
It's really weird.
Whoa, whoa, guys.
Really weird how that happened, Ben Lee.
Whoa, guys. I said the team looks to be posed for a pretty decent season. They had their best win streak ever.
Funny how it's gone to a pretty decent season.
We can check the tape. I think I said good, but...
I think you said they're going to be really good. I think they're going to be really good this year.
I said, I think they're going to be pretty good this year.
You then bragged on Twitter many times.
Many times of who told you first.
Longest win streak in school history.
Wow, so much love coming in for headlines music now.
We take it away from you. Now it's back and you love it.
Yeah, so Vol Baseball still ranked 22nd. They need a big win this weekend.
Still top 25. It's pretty good if you ask me.
Yeah. Justin Houston reportedly has agreed to terms on a 2-year deal with the Colts.
Injury prone. I'm not worried about it. He couldn't play a full season with the Chiefs. He's an old man.
The Colts buffing up that defense, aren't they?
Yeah, whatever.
The Colts got to be the favorite in the division.
Whatever. I mean, yeah, they probably are the favorite of the division. No real argument there.
You think the Titans can contend for third? The Jacksonville?
The Colts were 18th last year in sacks. They get a guy who's really good at getting sacks. I'd imagine they try to keep him somewhat fresh and kind of keep him just in passing situations early in the season at least, save him for hopefully a playoff run for them. I'm sure they're hoping for a playoff run. I hate the Colts, so I hope that they do not make the playoffs and save him. But
yeah.
That seems like a good spot. They had a lot of money to spend, and they're going to get these second tier or this second wave of free agents sign some good guys.
It appears Chad Kelly's career is over.
I'm shocked.
He could face up to 3 years in prison and a $100,000 fine if convicted. He's accused of wandering into an Inglewood home down the street from a team Halloween party last year. I mean, we remember the story, but... According to Colorado's state law, he could face a $100,000 fine and 3 years in the slammer.
Lock him up.
Don't lock him up.
Lock up Chad Kelly.
Don't lock Chad up.
He is a menace to society.
Just make him pick up some trash and he'll be all right.
He's a menace to society. He tried to fight some high schoolers that one time at his brother's game.
He was trying to avenge his brother's honor.
He had a gun strapped with him right on a motorcycle. Is it that him?
That's a rumor. It's a rumor.
Lock him up. Menace to society. Get these thugs off the street. Lock up Swag Kelly. Lock him up.
Chris said he likes the music because you know what's going on. When you turn the radio on and hear the music, you know it's headlines and you need to stay tuned.
That's right, because Cody's about to give you some magic.
That's how you get your news of the day. You get your news of the day right here.
Triumphant return. Triumphant return. For headline music, stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Since you are talking about the Indianapolis Colts, I did just run across this little tidbit. The Colts in 2019 returned 21 of their 22 starters. Add Justin Houston on defense and Devin Funchess on offense. Get Jack Doyle back, their tight end who missed a lot of the last year. Have 9 draft picks and have a healthy Andrew Luck. Colts at like 25-30 to 1 to win the Super Bowl might be a nice little flyer there. They should be a good team, as much as I hate to admit it.
I'm sure they won't beat the Patriots, but
that's true.
They could be in the AFC Championship.
That's true.
You said they returned 21 of 22 starters.
Yeah.
So nobody graduated, huh?
Yeah. No one graduated.
Yeah. It'll be tough to deal with this year.
I'm feeling a trip to the hat. We haven't done one in a while. Trip to the hat. Come on. Just for old time's sake. Because, I mean, I do want to point out for our daily audience, we have 2 things left, and Cody McClure has been promising for 2 weeks to fill the hat up with topics, and we have...
I wanted to get through what we got first.
We have 2 topics left. Just all wanted right. to point that out to the daily audience.
Looks like.
And I would also like to point out he never went and got his own whiteboard like he threatened.
I haven't needed to yet.
Oh.
Looks like I got Daenerys Targaryen.
What?
Daenerys Targaryen.
What? No, you didn't.
That's what I drew.
No, you didn't.
Why do you think I didn't?
Because I don't think that's in the hat.
I saw something about her having 2 brain aneurysms. Did you see that?
I did see that. I mean, yeah, the actress, Emilia Clarke, had 2 right.
Daenerys.
Yeah, right before Game of Thrones took off.
Yeah.
I mean, is that it?
I saw it yesterday, but some guy just tweeted it in to remind us that she suffered 2 near-fatal aneurysms during the shooting of the show.
Oh, was it during the show shooting? I thought it was before the show started shooting. We're not talking more about Dany. She sucks. No more.
That was what I drew out of the hat.
No, it wasn't. It was the fast food burgers and fries that you put back in there, even though you didn't want to talk about it, which is fine. One more.
I mean, we've done that before.
I know. It's fine. We'll take it out.
So there's only 2 topics left.
You're just disrespecting the hat fully. All right, let's see what we got. Just reading both of them.
Oh, God.
The hat done?
The Atlanta Hawks and the challenge.
Oh, never mind. We don't have to go to the hat. Although Trae Young, I mean, last night, quite a comeback for them. Maddie stood us up yesterday, so we can't talk about the challenge.
Probably time for some new topics.
I've been asking you. I'm glad. Look, we've made it through there now.
All right.
You have no excuses. No more excuses.
Now if we go to the hat, there's nothing to pull out. Maybe we can get some topics out of its optionals box of whatever they have.
I'm sure they have more topics than we have currently because we have 0. We have 0. I'll revamp it this weekend. Don't worry.
I'll take care of it.
If you're looking at the tournament today, what game are you most looking forward to outside of Tennessee's?
Colgate's. I don't have a bracket in front of me.
You've already given up on your bracket? Like, you were all about it. Heading into yesterday, have you already like just quit? You don't care about the tournament anymore?
No, I haven't given up on it. I'm just saying when you ask me that question, I got to go. It's going to take me a minute to answer because I got to go find a bracket.
You don't know what games are here? Okay, all
right, here we go. It's nothing in the East. None of those games. Mississippi State Liberty could be a decent game. Buffalo. Oh, Wisconsin, Oregon. That's for sure. That's mine. Yeah. Wisconsin and Oregon.
Wisconsin was a couple points favored, and that line's quickly moving towards even for the Ducks.
That game play it at 4:30.
That game play at 4:30?
That's when that game will be played. At 4:30 p.m. Eastern time.
That game play at 4:30.
Wisconsin, Oregon, 4:30. Ole Miss, Oklahoma, too. That could be a good one. That one's getting underway, actually, just in about 1 hour and 16 minutes.
That's not the first game, though, right? The first game is Iowa-Cincinnati, right?
Iowa-Cincinnati.
Which, of course, would be Tennessee's second-round draw. Do you have a preference between Iowa and Cincinnati?
Probably Iowa. Maybe if I could just pick one. Cincinnati's a 4.5-point favorite in that game.
Yeah.
I mean, Iowa's 22-11. Iowa plays in a better conference, so they've been through more, I guess. But Iowa's just Iowa's not the kind of team that scares anyone. Not that Cincinnati does either.
Cincinnati beating Houston. I would be surprised to see Cincinnati or Iowa, excuse me, had a better win than that. Every time I've seen Iowa going up against good teams, they were getting smacked.
I guess they
pounded Michigan at home. They did pound Michigan at home.
Yeah, that was early in the year, wasn't it? Because that was Michigan's.
It was February 1st.
That was when we became number one, wasn't it?
It was around that same time, yeah.
Because we needed Michigan to lose a game somewhere in there. I mean, Iowa started the year 11-2. Lost to Purdue. Then they reeled off several in a row. They were 16-3.
Then they've started sucking.
They did beat Michigan. They beat Indiana on the road.
They have beat Michigan.
Yeah, they've struggled the last bit of the season.
So I guess we have to watch that one just because, right? Just because that's Tennessee's matchup. We have to pay attention. And it's the first game. Hopefully we get a buzzer beater, man. I don't want to sound like an old man, but back in my day, I feel like these kids all hit buzzer beaters, hit clutch shots. Yesterday, I feel like every time a team had an opportunity for a clutch shot, they missed. Belmont had the ball with 30 seconds left, ran the clock all the way down to like 10 seconds, and then got into their motion and, you know, had a turnover. Of course, we talked about Auburn and New Mexico State. New Mexico State had three chances to give us a little bit of madness, and they went 0-3. Seemed like everyone who had a chance to do something crazy and, you know, kind of spark the madness failed yesterday. Like I said, you know, the Belmont-Maryland game was fun, but we didn't have that one moment in the game where you said, wow.
Now, typically, I feel like it's got to be a guy from either the Midwest or the Northeast.
To make a shot?
Yeah. I don't trust any kids who go to play for New Mexico State to make those shots on that kind of stage.
We had a couple of close games that, you know, came close to giving us a moment. You know, St. Mary's almost stormed back against Villanova.
That would have hurt my bracket.
It hurt mine. I had St. Mary's in the Sweet 16. So it hurt mine.
Wow.
I've got two Sweet 16 teams gone.
That's still not horrible after the first day, is it? It's not ideal, but
I mean, it's not ideal. I guess I would take losing two each day, though. Right?
Getting 12 of them would be pretty good, yeah. I've still got 15 right now.
Oh, good for you.
You mean lose two each day and only get 8?
I mean, I don't know.
I don't expect to lose any today.
That's good.
I go in with that mindset.
That's good.
You got to go in with that mindset, you know.
That's a positive thinking. And I was glad that you talked yourself out of the Syracuse beating Gonzaga pick because Syracuse lost to Baylor yesterday.
Yes. I was very happy about that when I saw it.
We had a couple opportunities, like I said, to get some madness. LSU let Yale hang around for a little bit. Yale just couldn't make the one shot. They missed what? 21, 22 three-pointers in a row is what somebody said.
Oh, wow. They let Yale hang around to the very end.
Then Yale hit a couple in the last couple minutes that made it close, but we didn't get any madness. Same as Louisville, Minnesota. Louisville tried to make a run, couldn't do it. That was a little surprising how Richard Pitino avenged his father's pride.
Just handled Louisville.
That was a little surprising, but that's the danger of a one-game sample size. Minnesota can't shoot threes. They came out and hit a bunch of threes yesterday. Those one-game samples, and all of a sudden your season's done, that's a tough way to live. A couple teams really made statements. I was surprised that, I mean, I don't know anything about Northeastern, right? Know nothing about Northeastern. I was kind of surprised Kansas came out and laid the smack down like they did. Kansas came out and blew them out by 34. They were only favored by like 6 points in that game. And Kansas came out and was like, let's try to tap in back to when we were good and we had Gerald Vick and Azubuike. Gonzaga, I mean, it's a 16 seed, whatever. Gonzaga came out and
they
put on a clinic.
They hammered that Fairleigh Dickinson team.
Same as Michigan. Michigan didn't really let Montana hang around at all. No real drama yesterday. I thought that yesterday was a 5 out of 10, 6 out of 10 at best. I'm hoping that day two gives us some of those moments that we desperately wait for. Like, you're overwhelmed with basketball, right? 16 games that you all care about, especially when you only throw one seed in there that you can push forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the 1-16 seeds, that game, those games are usually boring. They usually don't matter. Those are usually throwaway games, except, of course, Virginia, UMBC. And, back when Rudy Gay was at UConn, they struggled with the 16 seed for a while. So every now and then they'll give you at least a little bit of a sweat. Today you get 3-1 seeds, so you're kind of like, eh.
Well, I don't know. I mean, with Virginia, I think everybody will be interested in their game. Against who they play, Gardner Webb?
Surely Virginia comes out and lays the smackdown.
Oh, God, I hope they get beat.
Surely Virginia comes out and makes a statement, right?
I don't know. I think they just suck in the postseason as I pencil them into my Elite Eight.
If Oregon stays hot, Oregon might get knocked them out.
Yeah. It's just hard to pick a 12 all the way to the Elite Eight, you know?
Sure. There's a whole thing about, you got to pick the safest first-round matchups to go deep, right? Because otherwise you look like an idiot like me with Nevada, who was only a 2-point favorite against Florida. I do think they would have gotten hot, and I do think they could beat Michigan. But instead they lose to Florida. Now I wouldn't be surprised if Florida got hot and made a run to the Elite Eight.
I'd be pretty surprised.
I wouldn't. I mean, you saw yesterday they played like a team you've been waiting for them to play like.
They got 15 losses, though. I mean, you've been waiting on them to play like that all year.
I know. Now, I mean, we've been saying here, the tournament's the only thing that matters. The tournament's the only thing that matters. They came and played yesterday like the tournament's the only thing that matters, and they are one of the final 32 teams, and I would say that they feel okay about their season now.
I would expect Michigan to knock them out.
Florida's one game away from Michael White having a good season, right? Like, what do you do with that if you're a Florida fan? Yeah, we lost 15 games, but we made a Sweet 16. You sign up for that, right?
Yeah, but you end the year with 16 losses.
But you have a Sweet 16?
Sweet 16 losses.
I don't know if other schools put up banners for Sweet 16s like we do, but you can add another year to it.
Do you take 16 losses if you make a Sweet 16?
I think Florida fans would say that's they'll leave with a good taste in their mouth.
I don't think they're signing up for that. That's a team that's won 2 national titles in the last 15 years.
Sure, and one that made the Elite Eight a couple years ago. I get that, but let me tell you, the season feels a lot better when you win a couple tournament games than it does when you lose in the first round.
Well, yeah. I mean, it feels better. I still don't think it's enough for them, though.
I'd say Florida fans are happier than Louisville fans today.
Certainly.
And Louisville had a better regular season. I'd say Louisville exceeded expectations, whereas Florida, right now you would have penciled them into the round of 32 before the season. So they're at least meeting it right now, but with, like you said, 15 with a 16th loss pending.
Unless they win a national title.
Unless they win a national title, and then
and
sign
then
up
nobody
for that.
Gives a damn about 15 losses.
Yeah, then you sign up for that year.
Yep.
It's kind of making me mad that Minnesota is in the second round. That Minnesota might have a chance to knock off Michigan State. And, you know, for a while, it looks like they might be facing Bradley, right? Then I would have been really mad if Minnesota was in the Sweet 16 just by beating Bradley.
Mm-hmm.
That would turn me into a real hater.
Unless Bradley had won.
To me, yesterday was a lot of teasing. You had some games get close. You had the underdogs, I think, start the day 6-0 against the spread. So you had the underdogs, you know, trying to make it interesting. You had some magic trying to happen. But ultimately, it all fell short. Like, Vermont was giving Florida State all they wanted. Ultimately, fell up short. Bradley was beating Michigan State in the second half. Ultimate loss by 11 points. Like I said, LSU let Yale hang around. New Mexico State almost gave you what you wanted. I'm hoping today the floodgates open and it just goes crazy. But I'm worried just because, like I said, there's 3-1 seeds. How many 2 seeds are playing today? Are any of the other 2 seeds playing besides Tennessee, or did they all play yesterday? They all played yesterday, so Tennessee's the only 2 seed today.
Michigan, Michigan State, and who's the other one? Kentucky? Yeah, they all played.
So they all played except Tennessee?
Yeah.
So you get 3-1 seeds and a 2. So you hope that the drama doesn't come with the 2 seed today.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a good day for it.
You hope that the drama doesn't come there.
With the 3 seeds, Purdue played. Texas Tech still has to play.
Texas Tech, North Kentucky.
That shouldn't be a game, should it?
Houston, Georgia State.
Yeah, that's one that some people looked at and said, oh.
But those teams, those teams don't move the needle for you. I mean, Houston and Texas Tech, I mean, are those brand names enough where people root against and root for the upset?
No.
Kind of like the same as the 4 seeds, like we talked about with Virginia Tech and Kansas State. Like, I think Kansas State is right for the pick of the day. Like, I think UC Irvine wins that game.
Isn't Kansas State without one of their best players?
Yeah, he's out. And they suck without him. Their numbers are drastically different without him. Like, I really like UC Irvine today. I think UC Irvine's going to spring the upset, although at that point, like, it's one of those that isn't shocking. It's a 4-point spread right now, and Kansas State's without their best player. I need some madness today, please. Thank you, sports gods. Some madness, please.
I bet we'll see some madness.
Hope so. Hope it's not the 2 seed.
Be cool for everybody else in the country.
Are you going to make that sacrifice?
No.
I'll be upset so the rest of the country can be happy. Is that what you're doing?
Absolutely not. I think I'm going to lose my finger soon.
Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Going to be out at Elkmont Exchange today for the tournament and the Tennessee game. 745 North Broadway. Come hang out with us. Eat some lunch. The French dip. Superb. Got one of those yesterday. Can I go back and get another one? Can I get the same thing 2 days in a row for lunch? In your opinion?
I don't think so. I think you got to try something different.
Okay. Maybe I'll go with the wings for lunch today.
The Cuban's good.
What's on a Cuban? Has that got salami on it, or am I making that up?
It's meat, some kind of deli meat. I think it's pastrami, maybe?
Salami, same
it's
thing.
It's not salami.
Pastrami. Pastrami sounds right.
Maybe pastrami.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Maybe corned beef.
Yeah.
No, it's not corned beef.
I'm just going to get the wings. The wings look good.
Okay.
I'll probably honestly get the French dip again if we're keeping it.
You got to get something different.
If we're keeping it a buck, I'm either getting a burger or...
The burgers look good.
I'm either getting a burger or a French dip. Come out. Get there early for seating. Last year, we packed the place for the Tennessee game. Show up early to make sure you have a seat in the dining area with us, although there's plenty of room in there. You just might not be in there where the party is, so show up early.
I posted a picture of my finger online to see if people can tell me what it is. And
someone just said a fat finger.
Well, no. Chili tweets in, and apparently she's a nurse.
Oh, no.
She says it's infected.
Oh, no.
Like, what does that mean? Infected. What do I do? Do I have to get, like, antibiotics? Or infected? What does that mean? How could it be infected?
David tweets in that the real ones remember when we didn't tweet or when we didn't plug in the microphones in at Elkmont last year. Yeah, that's why we're not on remote this year. That's why I pulled the executive boss move. I told Nate, I was like, I don't think they really want to get there at 9:30 to let us in. So let's just send the lunch show out there now that we have one this year. Because last year we didn't have it's optional, right? Last year we could, we had to be there to try to get the party started. Now we can send it's optional out there. So I told Nate, I was like, I don't think they're crazy about the idea of having to have someone come in early to let us set up at 9:30. So we're just going to do the show here. Because as David points out, we plugged the microphones in, but we had the wrong setting on the Skype last year, and it was just picking up our computer microphone. But shout out to him for making it through and for sticking with us for a whole nother year. Shout out to David.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome. By the time it was over, we had two guys just roaming around on cell phones.
That was awful.
Just called into the station.
That was the worst experience of my radio life.
Mine too.
Bill King tells me it's infected and to go get it lanced and drained and it will heal in less than a week. Bill King is in the guy that used to do the Sirius XM national radio show. So I trust him.
Is that a name drop humble brag there?
No, it's just cool to me that he's...
Hey, Bill King, former host of a national Sirius XM show.
He took the time
to help me with my finger.
I used to listen to Bill King.
It was a humble brag.
Yeah.
Kind of. It was a name drop humble,
not really,
humble brag.
Not really. It was just that it was weird to me that he replied. Taylor says, I have AIDS. Seth Norris says, you've been going to the ball a lot lately. Come on. Someone says, Tanner's voodoo doll is working. Troy says, it's staff. I don't know. I may have to leave. I don't know what to do about this.
You can do what I did a couple years ago. I had an infected thing on me, and I just lanced it myself. Just took a knife, I went and got a needle, like a... basically out of a syringe, poked the needle, poked some holes, pushed out what was infected, and just pumped in some peroxide and alcohol. Cleaned it out myself. We can do that. Let me poke a couple holes in your skin, and then we'll drain it, and we'll pump in some peroxide.
The thing is, I don't understand where it came from. Like, how did I get that?
What did you do in Atlanta this weekend?
That's what I'm wondering. Like, I thought,
you're in that hot tub. You picked up something in that hot tub overlooking the city.
It could have been the hot tub. It could have been.
The hot tub is just a petri dish of germs.
You know, this girl who lives at that place, she warned us before we got in the hot tub. She's like, she said that a lot of people have had sex in that hot tub.
You have caught an STI through your finger somehow.
Damn it. And not the way you would think I caught it. Just being in the hot tub, huh?
Never get in a hot tub that overlooks the city of Atlanta.
Apparently not.
Rookie mistake. Of course a lot of people have had sex in there. It's overlooking the skyline of Atlanta.
I'm going to have to get my finger amputated.
You were bragging. You were bragging about being in the hot tub. Look what happens. Now you're bragging about Bill King. Somebody get an eye on Bill King. Watch out for him.
People are telling me I got to, like, drain it.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I'm not going to poke a hole in this thing.
Poke a hole in it. We'll put it on Periscope. Come on. Somebody bring us a needle. Just do it.
I guess I'm going to have to go.
Your fingers look awful. All of them look awful. What do you do to your fingernails? Your pinky nail's like going all the way down like the side of your hand. What do you do to it?
You don't have to point that out.
I'm just saying, take care of yourself.
I don't know. I'm a cuticle biter. It's a nervous tick.
I got some nice cuticles.
You don't chew on your fingers,
no,
do you?
No.
It's a thing I do.
Your fingers look awful.
Okay.
That's how I got infected.
Just gonna start wearing gloves.
You had it in your big mouth with all those germs and how you don't brush your teeth. I mean, look at the way your toothbrush is just sitting down right now on the counter. Look at the way you just have. Look at the way you're handling your toothbrush right now. It's just sitting on the counter, nothing underneath it, no cover on it, just sitting here on all these germs where everyone sits, talks, spits, coughs?
I rinse it off before I brush my teeth.
Oh, you put it under water and rinse it off. That makes it okay. And then you put that toothbrush in your mouth.
Are the
and
bristles?
Then you put your finger in your mouth.
Are the bristles
and it's
just on
the table?
A
whole bunch of germs.
Are the bristles directly touching the table?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The side of the bristles is directly on the table.
The table's not dirty.
The table
That table's
very
pretty
dirty.
Damn dirty.
Total Vols move tweets in. John Reed said his basketball brain was elite yesterday and already has two Sweet 16 teams out.
At least my finger's not infected.
I didn't tweet it.
There's a reason. There was a reason you won. You won this or that. The final topic. Your bracket's going to be better than mine. We already talked about that. That's why I won. That's why I'm now 28-13 in our 41 games of this or that.
Travis said I should just be able to use Neosporin and a Band-Aid and let the ointment soak in. I'd rather do that than try to poke a hole in it. I don't want to do that. That'll hurt.
As big as you are, you're in here whining about that hurting?
Yes.
I can only imagine. I'm getting ready to go full Tom Izzo on you. I bet your football coaches used to go full Tom Izzo on you all the time.
Bring it on.
Hell, boy, if I was as big as you, I'd have been a D1 offensive lineman.
You actually sound like a former coach of mine. I can hear him in my ear right now.
Move your ass, McClure!
Yeah.
Move your ass,
yeah.
McClure!
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds,
you're soft.
That sounds about right.
You're soft.
Dave King was his name.
You're a big man out of these pads, picking on these little boys, but put the pads on, you're soft. You're going to let...
Well, now that's not true. I was never soft.
You're going to let Claremont push you around like this?
Now you're getting way off. There was never a guy named Claremont.
Well, I'm in a school named Claremont. I just took a shot.
I was never soft. I could always rough people up.
What was
but
a school,
I was,
what was the school you played? I figured there was a Claremont, Arkansas somewhere.
No.
Okay. Give me a school. Who's your rival?
Wynn.
Wynn?
That's where D'Angelo Williams played.
That was the name of the school, just Wynn? W-I-N?
W-Y-N-N-E.
Oh, okay. But it's pronounced Wynn.
Yeah. D'Angelo Williams played there. Fun fact.
Not while you were in school.
No, before me, and then he went to Memphis.
So, not a fun fact.
And then the NFL.
I'm going to judge that as not a fun fact. If you'd have played against him, that would have been fun.
I mean, I'm not really trying to talk about my Letterman days, but you're the one that asked about it, so.
You're going to let that boy from Wynn just push you around, McClure? Oh, you're tired. You're tired.
Now that sounds more like
it. If you take this damn conditioning serious, you wouldn't be tired.
That's what it was. I never got pushed around. I was physically superior to everyone I played. But yeah, conditioning. That's the thing.
Oh, McCord's great for the first quarter. Second quarter, all you got to do is blow on him and he falls over.
Got called, got labeled as lazy at times. We ran these things called an opening quarter. It's where you just run one lap around the track. It's like a warm-up.
Sure.
For most people. And everybody had to make a time.
Uh-huh.
It's like the time's like 90 seconds or, you know, like the backs and receivers, they'd be like, all right, y'all got to make 90 seconds. Lineman, you got to make 110. McClure, just finish. That's what they used to say to me. McClure, just finish. Just don't walk. So
Isn't a lap around the track, isn't that a quarter of a mile?
Yeah, it is. That's why it was.
Those receivers that do that in 90 seconds, is a quarter of a mile in 90 seconds is fast, right? I mean, I know they're supposed to be faster. And
I mean, it's supposed to be a full-fledged kind of a sprint, you know?
That would be a half a mile in 3 minutes. I mean, I guess that's only a six-minute pace. Okay.
Yeah. It was pretty standard. It was supposed to be like 90 seconds.
Okay.
Lineman, 110 or so. McClure just finish.
That's how I feel about you on the show sometimes. Hour three rolls around, I'm just like, McClure, finish.
I'm usually my best at hour three,
well,
though.
Sometimes I'm like that just in segments.
It would make more sense, McClure, just start when it comes to the radio.
McClure, pay attention. McClure, the show is on. I was asking you what the most who hurt the worst from New Mexico State yesterday, and there was a 30-second pause where Ben looked at me like, should I pick up the mic to help? And I was like, no, Ben, just wait. As Cody was doing something.
I was reading.
Look it up, Colgate facts.
I was reading about. Yeah. That's why I was distracted there.
Yeah.
Quarter of a mile still.
And I was doing
yards.
That for the show because, you know, we need to learn something every day. That's kind of our motto. So.
Quarter of a mile is what?
It says a quarter of a mile is still 400 yards. So I feel like 90 seconds is fast.
Yeah, it's 400 meters. Because the straightaways on a track are 100 meters, and then so are the curves. Yeah.
Eric's had the best 400-meter ever is 59 seconds. Is that right? Ever?
Probably.
Best time, one lap?
Probably. Well, maybe the thing is, though,
maybe,
Ben.
Maybe he's saying he did that. Surely Bulk. Maybe not.
The thing is, Ben, though, it's like a sprint because you don't have to pace yourself for 400 meters.
Yeah, surely somebody can do that.
I mean, some of us do, but I mean, most people can just sprint that, you know.
I mean, Bolt runs the 200 meter in like what, like 15 seconds, 16 seconds?
What?
Did Bolt not run like the 200 meter?
Did he really?
I mean, he runs the 100 meter in like 9.
Good Lord. Well, then, but.
I mean, he's fast. He's at his top speed at that point. So, I mean, I thought Bolt was doing the 200 meter like in 15 or 16 seconds.
Good God.
Is that not right?
No way. There's no way. Usain Bolt ran a 200 meter in 15 seconds.
I want to say like 16. Let me look it up.
World record holder Lon Meyers was the first person to run the 440 in under 50 seconds.
19 seconds.
Okay.
In 1947.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
16 seconds, 19 seconds. What's the difference?
So then add on another 19. So
I'd imagine he'd slow down a little bit.
So add on 22.
I'm just saying, 59
could Usain
seconds.
Bolt run it a quarter in 45 seconds?
It says the fastest one right now is 44 and a half seconds.
Okay. Well, that's about right then. Yeah, who was that?
Wade Von Neerick of South Africa.
Yeah, so 90 for a regular guy is not hard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
45 seconds. Wow. A lap around the track in 45 seconds.
It's fast.
It's like Dale Earnhardt speed.
R.I.P. Three's up. They've tried to hijack the Three's Up and turn it into a white supremacy move. This is not for white supremacy. This is for Dale Earnhardt. Hour two in the books. Hour three on deck. I'm waiting for this French dip. Waiting for this. I'm hungry.
Some guy said, stick my finger in a blender and it'll be okay.
I mean, you could just cut the tip of your finger off.
He's going to die, probably.
I mean, if you want to maximize your chances of surviving, you should probably just cut the tip of your finger off before the infection spreads in your hands.
Just the tip?
Well, I mean, once it gets down here to this vein, you're in trouble. You don't want the infection to spread throughout your hand.
Stop trying to scare me.
Once the infection gets down here in these crucial veins.
Stop trying to scare me. It'll work.
I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to keep you alive. I need you on the show. Let's just cut the tip of the finger off.
Just the tip?
Just the tip. You'll fit right in down home on the farm. A lot of people have missing tips of their fingers.
I don't think I could do the show with no fingers.
Well, I don't want you to cut all your fingers off. Just the tip of your middle finger?
I mean,
pointer finger?
It's the index.
Ooh, that's the important one.
I don't think I could do the show without.
Although the middle
finger
can do pretty much everything the pointer finger can do.
Not really.
Yeah. No. The pointer finger can't do everything the middle finger can do, but the middle finger can do everything.
I've had trouble playing the guitar this week.
You should probably give your finger a rest.
Maybe stick it in some. What if I just get some of that like anti-swelling cream or something and just stick it
in
there?
That's not going to help your infection.
So do I need antibiotics?
Yeah, that thing looks like it's about to pop. Does that hurt? Can I touch it?
No, please don't.
Does it hurt?
Yeah.
Can I feel it? I'm not going to squeeze it. I just want to feel it. Is it warm?
No. Don't touch it. I can't. I can't risk letting you touch it because then you might touch it too hard. And it'll hurt me. Yesterday, Trey Wallace, I'm going to call him a name and I calm down. Yesterday, he heard it.
Oh, good story. Hour two in the books, hour three on deck. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.